Are you too old to start lifting weights, strength training? I don't think so. You're never too old. And one of the most common and harmful fitness myths is that strength training is only for young people. That's crazy. And in this episode, I'll explain why building strength is even more important as you age and how to start safely no matter where you're at today. Then I'm going to share some of the workouts that we're doing at Catalyst in our group training program this week. When you do personal training or semi-private training at Catalyst, we build you a custom program that's tailored just to you from scratch. If you want to train in a group with other people for the social benefit, these are the workouts that you'll be doing. But first, the myth. I'm too old for that. Many people over 40, over 50, and over 60 believe that if they start working out now, they'll get injured, or it's too late, they can't build strength anymore, or they should stick to walking or gentle movement. But the truth is that strength training becomes more important, not less, the older you get. The weaker you get, the more strength training will help. And that means even if you're 70, you should start now. After age 30, we naturally lose muscle mass and bone density unless we train. You've probably read that in an article that after age 30, testosterone declines and you start losing strength naturally. Yes, 1% naturally, but you can gain 5, 10, 50% of strength by training. Not only can you prevent strength loss, you can actually reverse it. Lifting weights reduces the risk of fails and fractures, which is the number one reason people go into retirement homes. They break a hip and then they fall down, or vice versa. Reduces the risk of osteoporosis, reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes. The plague of our parents' generation is this type 2 diabetes scourge, and also sarcopenia, which is age-related muscle loss. Strength training also improves your balance and coordination, reaction time, mental sharpness and confidence, longevity and independence, and it's less likely that you got to call your boring, pesky neighbor to shovel your driveway. Muscle is the new medicine. It's not about bulking up. It's about being strong enough to live well until you're 100. So here's how to start safely and effectively. First, you don't need to go heavy right away. You just need to start. Just moving with a little bit of added resistance will make you stronger. The beautiful part about starting strength training is that the gains come crazy fast. You don't need to be like a weightlifter. You just have to come to the gym and do things a little bit harder than you would normally do. You should focus on full body movements like squats and presses and deadlifts and carries. You should do body weight or light resistance to get good technique. You should progress slowly with good form. You should try and do this 3 times a week. And you should combine strength training with walking, stretching, and mobility work. You don't have to do everything at once, but you need to do something. And I would say that this is also best done with a coach. Here's what to expect. In the first 2 weeks, you'll get more energy, a little bit more strength, better posture, and more confidence. Within 3 to 4 weeks, your clothes will fit better, the stairs will get easier, and daily life will feel a lot easier and better. Most people feel better at 50 with strength training than they did at age 35 without it. So while you can't like reverse the clock, you might feel the best you've ever felt in your life at age 50. You know, I feel better than I did in high school. I'm way more fit. My chronological age is 49, but my health and fitness age is probably closer to mid-30s. Here's how Catalyst helps. So first, our group training gives you expert coaching in a safe environment and support. The workouts are fun, effective, they cover all the bases. Our semi-private coaching is perfect if you're brand new, if you want one-on-one attention in a customized program, or you're working around an old injury or a specific limitation, or you want some time flexibility. I'm in a semi-private group because I want to train at 11 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and that's when I can train. It's never too late to build strength, improve your health, or feel amazing in your body. And you don't need to lift like a power lifter, even if you used to. You just need to lift something heavier than your excuses. Sorry, heavier than your body weight. Just go to catalystgym.com, click book a no sweat intro, and we'll get you on a plan that works for you. Okay? Here's what we're doing in our group program this week. So first off, we're going to do a workout on Monday called DT. This is 5 rounds of 12 deadlifts, 9 hang power cleans, and 6 push jerks. It's a real test of grip strength, and really most people bail out early because of that. But it should be a sprint. Your heart rate should be very, very, very high, and you should be holding it there for as long as you possibly can. Tuesday, we're going to start off with some core work, some bodybuilding type movement, this is the feel good type workouts where you're just like building muscle. You look good in the mirror, but I'm secretly having you work on muscles that aren't always addressed in a group training program. You know, I want you to avoid injury. I want you to be bulletproof. I want you to have all around strength with no weak links. Then we're going to go into an aerobic workout where we're going lunges, rows, and medicine ball flow. You're going to row for 3 minutes, do 10 medicine ball bear hug squats, bike for 3 minutes, walk for 50 feet on a dumbbell farmer's carry, and then do some step through lunges. And then Friday, we've got a high intensity interval training workout. I think you're going to love it. I'm keeping it a surprise for now. And then of course, you know, Saturday, we've got like a partner workout. Murph is going to be the first weekend in May. You really want to participate in that. It's not the first weekend. It's May long weekend. It's such an amazing accomplishment just to finish it. The best way to train for Murph is to show up at the gym 4 times a week now, and we'll get you ready.